As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandinger. The Midnight Echo is an alternative rock band based out of Toronto who have just released their sophomore record, Dichotomy, a few weeks ago. I'll be featuring the Midnight Echo in half an hour. First, here are the Wild Romantics with Cheyenne.
It took 18 years to know what she wanted for Halloween. Now that she's got it, she's a vampire, but she acts like a queen. She'll go shot for shot to prove that she's got it. There's an empty pack sitting by the wallet. She's a smokestack, but she looks like a dream. She looks like a dream. Cheyenne, where you going with your eyes all painted black? I've heard too many times and you're not coming back, Cheyenne. She's so thin with her big doll eyes. You're the carnival and she is the prize. Who's the seeker and what will they find? She's afraid of you, just like the dark. She's a dying firefly trapped in a jar. She wants a full moon that refuses to fall. Refuses to fall. Cheyenne, where you going with your eyes all painted black? I've heard too many times and you're not coming back, Cheyenne.
Oh, running out of rooms to crash in. Oh, wearing scars like fashion. Oh, running out of to crash it. Cheyenne, where you going with your eyes on?
You
That was Roco Code with Stranger. Here's Leisure Club with Strange Times.
Walk the town tonight. You ask me thinking that I might. You always want to cross the line. You're like a bullet in a fight. I know this is everything that I should miss, but the way you lurk when you bite your lips, so on your own I'm powerless. I'm on my way. Shadows yesterday. I am on my way. I'm all mixed up in you again, and I can't get enough of it. Keep it coming, don't you quit. I'm on my way. Addicted to your wicked way. To drink, you know I'm hesitant. I think this leads to bad mistakes. You take the rules and you break them as you play. I know this is everything that I should miss, but the way you look when you bite your lips, so on your own I'm powerless. I'm on my way. Shadows yesterday. I am
addicted to
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
That was Astro Color with Push Too Hard. Here's Aviator Shades with Since You Ain't Around.
Baby, since you ain't around here, I've been feeling blue. Baby, since you ain't around here, I've been needing you. I'm sad and lonely, lost and blue, broken hearted without you. When you ain't around here, now baby, since you ain't around here, the days and nights are long. I know with every passing year I'm still moving on. Cause baby, when you ain't around here, whoa, I'm
baby, since you ain't around here. I've been feeling blue, baby, since you ain't around here. I keep needing you. I'm sad and lonely, lost and blue. What's a broken heart?
When you're drowning inside of yourself, feeling too far away in your head, burning a hole through your plans, it's tearing me away from you, away so soon, because I circle the thoughts in my
Plain as Ghosts with Sleepless Shadow. After the break, I'll be featuring the Midnight Echo. First, here's Bestie with Foolish Hearts.
Quarter to 5:00.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca. We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
I could barely breathe, all caught up in your gravity. Chaos is not for the faintest of hearts. Now it's no fight but your own. I said it's no fight.
That was Victim's Mentality from the record Dichotomy, released just a few weeks ago by The Midnight Echo, an alternative rock band based out of Toronto. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Joel Lalonde over Skype. Joel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
I grew up with my mom and my brother, and my mom has always been really into music. Like she plays piano, sings, plays guitar, that kind of stuff, especially when she was younger. So that's kind of where my background comes from it. And then kind of when I was, I think, 7 or 8, my one uncle came over for Christmas or something like that, and he started playing the piano and the guitar, and that's really where I was like, oh, like, I really like this. Like, maybe it's something I should get into. And then from that day forward, just been playing nonstop.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Probably, I would say, I would probably have to say Good Charlotte, the Young and the Hopeless album, which I really don't listen to anymore. But that, when I was a kid, that's kind of what got me into the pop punk side of music, I guess. But my parents would have bought me that when I was in grade 5, I think, maybe 4. And then one that I bought myself, I think I'd saved up when I was 12, because my cousins had showed me Blink-182, which is obviously one of the kings of that style of music. And it was their earlier stuff, and I was like, oh, I really like this. And then they came out with their self-titled album, and I remember going to the store and buying that. And I remember they had a clean version and an explicit version. And I wanted the explicit one so bad, because that was the real track. My mom wouldn't let me have it, so I had to have the clean version for a while. And then when I got a bit older, I got the real one.
You formed the band in 2016. How did you come together with your bandmates to form the Midnight Echo?
So the Midnight Echo, when we started, we had actually, it was the same guys that had been playing since 2012. But when we started, none of us had ever played in bands before, even though we had been playing music growing up. It's a lot different when you get together and you get on a stage or you start writing songs, things like that. So in 2012, we were about 17, 18, but I find that we were kind of behind the eight ball compared to other bands that, it took us a couple years. So anyways, we ended up going through a couple variations of the band, and then we actually quit, I think in 2014, and we just split ways and stuff. And then a year later, I guess we all missed it, and we're like, all right, let's do this properly now that we kind of know what we're doing and we're not kids anymore. So that's where it started. I think it started on Halloween. We were at a bar and we were together, and we're kind of like, you know what, let's do this to the best of our ability.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or do you typically take the lead?
So typically it's myself and my guitarist that write all the songs. So usually I know in a lot of bands, the singer comes in with an acoustic guitar and they've got this idea and stuff like that, but it's not really how we do it. I personally, I don't usually like coming up with the first idea for the new demo or whatever you want to call it. So I'm much better once there's something, even if it's just one guitar riff and a drum beat underneath. I'm much better at, the second I hear that, it kind of expands my horizons, if you will. If it makes it a lot easier for me to come up with stuff. So Tyler usually comes up with some type of 30-second thing that sounds kind of cool, and then he sends it over to me, and then we go back and forth on it for a while. And then we usually write into Pro Tools. So we write, it's digital writing, which a lot of bands do now. So we used to write it on the floor with the whole band, but it's a lot easier when you're trying to come up with a part and you can just loop it on the computer 100 times instead of having the band play it for an hour straight, which we used to do. So yeah, it usually starts with Tyler has a small idea, and then we bridge out from there.
You released your debut record in 2017 and your sophomore one, Dichotomy, just a couple of weeks ago. How do you feel your sound's evolved with the newer music?
It's definitely, we did the first one at a different studio to where we did the new one, and it's definitely a lot better quality what we're doing it now. And I think we've really kind of like hit our stride as to what we want the Midnight Echo to sound like. I know like when you start a band, it kind of, you're always looking at your influences and the people that are the bands that got you into it. And you're like, you know, I want to sound like this and I want to do this like this band. But now at this point, I feel like we've really honed in on our own sound and what we're trying to go for.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
Yeah, so basically like the EP as a whole, it examines the concept of going through difficult experiences in your life with a sense of optimism. So like Dichotomy, it kind of reflects life in general and the importance of experiencing both sides of the spectrum. Because if you didn't have the feeling of the lows, like the highs wouldn't be as good, if that makes sense. So we were lucky because we didn't, we had just finished the CP like in February before, you know, the craziness of the world shutting down. So, we came up with the idea of Dichotomy before that, but it's weird how things work out to even make more sense than you had planned.
What can you tell me about the lead single, How to Escape Reality?
Yeah, so that song we actually did, we recorded it last summer before we went on tour. We did it at the same studio. But basically it just focuses on the idea of the art medium itself and how we use it to essentially escape from a reality, even if it's for just a few moments, but whether it be music or a book or a movie, whatever. And it really, really nowadays, because of the pandemic, like everyone's nonstop using art and all of its mediums. So kind of really connects to that as well.
The symptoms taking control of me in my brain. I can't run.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
The sun is so
inspiration for Paris in 39?
So that one kind of, it explores the dynamics of human relationships and like the balance that's kind of struck by putting too much or too little into one. And I think everyone's kind of experienced that in one way or another, where someone in a relationship is giving their all and the other person's not, vice versa. And it just speaks to what happens when there's an imbalance and trying to find or the importance and difficulty of mutually finding a point.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would probably say like the first time that you get an idea that really takes the song to the next level. So probably in the demo phases. Sometimes it happens when you're actually recording or you're at the studio, but usually you get a song and you know, you've got an intro or a verse or something. You're like, oh, I really like this. And then you usually reach a point in the song, whether it be the chorus or some certain line or a certain guitar riff. And you're like, okay, and like, that's the point where the song really takes off. And that's probably my favorite thing about being a musician. I love being on stage, but yeah, definitely probably the songwriting process for the most part.
You did quite a bit of touring around the continent over the last year before all this started. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
Yeah, definitely. So I think we started the tour right at the beginning. It was like October 4th or something. And we started in Whitby, which is just outside of Toronto. And we were going all the way to the West Coast, to the island and back. And I think it was probably a week into the tour and we had got to Winnipeg. And I believe we had a day off before we played the show. And so, you know, we were at the bar and stuff. And then we came back and we went to bed. We got up in the morning. We're like, okay, let's go. It's Long McQuaid. We got to pick up some strings, whatever it was. And when we got back to the car, the whole car back window had been smashed in. And, like, all our pedal boards had been stolen. What else? Our synthesizer, like, a bunch of in-ear stuff, so like $5,000 worth of stuff. And we're on like our first cross-country tour and we're a week in, so it was not the best start to that day. But anyways, what also happened was there was a snowstorm, so we were on our way to the next show. And we didn't have a day off, we had played the night before, but we were on the way to the next show and we couldn't get there because we were snowed in. And don't forget, this is October 10th. So
not expected.
Not the best couple of days. So the place that we had played the night before was called The Bulldog in Winnipeg. And basically we had made some posts on Facebook and stuff that our things had been stolen. And anyways, we ended up, they had another show going on that night, the Saturday night. And they asked all the bands if we could join, and basically the bands let us headline the night, and they the venue had set up like a fundraiser type thing, and the bands all gave like a portion of their money, and people were sending in money from that weren't even at the show, like just e-transferring people who didn't even know us. So it was really crazy. Like, not only was it a great show, there was a lot of people there and everybody was really into it, but just to have, you know, again, a dichotomy, really. Like, you see the worst side of a town and then the absolute best side of it. So that really got the fire back under us. And that was definitely the best show.
I know it's really difficult planning ahead right now with the current conditions, but what's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
So right now we're kind of feeling it out. I think that we feel we may have a better understanding as a whole, what's going on here, you know, in a month or so. Everybody's kind of just taking it day by day, but it seems like there's reason to be optimistic, at least here in Canada.
Yes.
So we're hoping to be doing some touring as soon as possible. The second we're allowed to tour, we'll be out there, because we already had, we're supposed to be on tour right now to the Maritimes. And then we were supposed to come home, and we were supposed to tour to the Maritimes, and then we were supposed to come home and go see a couple of our favorite bands that Budweiser stage here in Toronto. And of course those are canceled. And then we were going to go out to the West Coast on another tour. So it was going to be like a crazy 3 or 4 months. And unfortunately that all got canceled. But I think we're looking at doing some videos once we're able to, you know, at least meet up with 5 or 10 people and not get a huge fine. So I think that's what we're looking at right now. And then, yeah, the second we can start touring again, we will be. And I think, depending how long this goes, we might start working on some new singles to release later in the year or at the beginning of next year. So we'll see. It's really hard because, like you said, everything is so up in the air.
Where can we find you online to keep track of what you're up to, both digitally and when you get it back out into the world?
So Instagram and Twitter is just at The Midnight Echo. And then Facebook's just The Midnight Echo. And then our website is www.themidnightecho.com.
Perfect.
And I think that's it. Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Fever Dreams. What was the inspiration for that one?
So that one is kind of just about the journey that we've taken. Like I was talking about before, how we started in 2012 and we really had no idea what we were doing. We were just kids and going through a couple versions of a band and then quitting and then coming back. So it's kind of just about all the struggle that, you know, most indie musicians go through as they try to make their way through this insane industry. So obviously most musicians, they have a dream to, you know, spread their music as far as they can, play for as many people. And sometimes just the way the industry is, it just continually knocks you down. So it kind of makes, I don't know if you've ever had a fever dream. I have. So it's kind of like a crazy dream and you wake up and it makes absolutely no sense. So that's kind of where the inspiration for that came from.
I love that song. Joel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks a lot. Really appreciate you having me.
Time in the future like I'm someone else. I've got
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Good day. Welcome to the show. It's Radio Hootenanny on this mighty fine station. I'm Skip the DJ. 1 hour of all Canadian power. That means it's like homegrown. It could be your neighbor. This hour of power could be powered by your neighbor or your neighbor's neighbor or your farmer's neighbor or your family's neighbor or that guy that you met once very briefly somewhere online.